This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's top air regulator has been moved to a new role after investigators found he had violated state policy. Gary Kaufman is no longer head of the state's Air Pollution Control Division. State employees accused Kaufman of fast-tracking air quality permits and ignoring potential pollution violations. A law firm hired by the state found that Kaufman failed to disclose a conflict of interest with a gold mining company. Kaufman is now a deputy director with the State Department of Regulatory Affairs. The Catholic Church in downtown Denver that was vandalized over the weekend is almost restored. The cathedral was covered in red spray paint with homophobic slurs and swastikas sometime before the Sunday morning mass. Community members and church employees were able to remove much of it yesterday, but some areas will need more cleaning. Denver police are investigating. The Colorado Avalanche begin their regular season at home tonight in Denver. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
Last season ended in disappointment for the Avs. They swept through their opening round hockey playoff series with eyes on another Stanley Cup victory. But the run ended in heartbreak after they lost to the Las Vegas Golden Knights in the second round. Expectations for the Avs remain high, though. They're favored by many to win it all this year, but they'll start the season without star center Nathan MacKinnon and coach Jared Bednar, both of whom have tested positive for COVID-19 and will miss at least the first game. I'm Andrew Villegas. CPR News.
The Avs host the Chicago Blackhawks tonight at 8. Much of Colorado has rain and snow and cooler temperatures today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.